welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zwilling from Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. And welcome to episode number two. Well, in episode number one, we talked about your logical first step, which was sitting down with a mortgage professional regarding your buying power. Always a great first step to realize how much you can afford. Once you've done that, the logical next step is to sit down with a real estate professional for them to go over all the paperwork and give you a timeline of how long the buying process will go. Now, again, when I sit down with clients, it's usually about 2 hours. Now, that may seem kind of extensive, it may be very long, but when you're making one of the largest financial purchases, I believe it's necessary for the buyer to know basically what the paperwork looks like and how the process will go, creating a needs assessment, creating a communication schedule, and getting everything in line. Once we have that all together and we can put a search together, we can start to look for homes that match your buying power and your criteria. It's a big deal for a lot of people to just want to jump on the internet and start to look at homes. It's also a big deal for people to jump in the car and just start going to homes without really figuring out what's important to them. So I like to, when I sit down with my clients at a buyer presentation, to ask a lot of questions regarding what's important to them, what's a must-have, you know, what is something you like but not a deal-breaker, their school is important to you, do you want to be on a busy street, do you need a big backyard, do you need fencing? Asking those questions and kind of figuring out really makes a buyer understand what they're looking for. And I tell people, listen, you know, you may not even ask yourself these questions when we sit down. So when we do sit down and ask these questions, now is a time for you to turn back and reflect and say, wow, what is really important to me? I know I wanted to buy a house, but now I know what I can afford, but really what's important to me and my family? Now, if it's just you, it's your needs. If it's more than just you, you kind of have to have a meeting of the minds and kind of figure out that the most important aspects of a home. And again, all homes are not created equal, and there's a lot of factors when looking at homes of what's good and what's not so good. So again, that real estate professional should be able to articulate all those pieces. Now, in episode number three, we will talk about what are some of the pieces of paperwork that you're going to encounter and kind of give you a starting timeline. And again, some of the important pieces that you will encounter are contracts and property condition disclosure statements and addendums. So again, those are just a couple pieces of paperwork that we'll come in contact with. And then I'll also explain to you some of the resources that real estate agents have that can help you make better decisions. All right, that's all the time I have for now. Talk to you soon.